She's a travel writer for the Detroit Free Press. Ellen, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Tony.
Just out of curiosity, how much do you fly?
Oh, I fly thousands of miles every year, all over the world.
Is it still fun?
Most of the time. The real long distance routes are getting a little tiring.
All right, I read a story that you and Jennifer Dixon wrote, and it's pretty extensive. It's a huge story. As someone who used to fly a lot, you'd always look not only for the best pricing in flights, but you want to one-way trips. You want to make it easy. You want to make it as time practical as you can. And to see that the way airline pricing is done, it can be cheaper for people to fly from another airport into Detroit Metro and catch their flight to their destination. It could be cheaper to do that as opposed to just flying out of Metro.
That's right. You know, the story really is a good news, bad news. It's bad news for people who live in Detroit, but it's actually very good news for people who live in Lansing or Flint or other airports outstate, because what we found is that it's often hundreds or thousands of dollars cheaper to fly internationally to Europe and Asia from Lansing or Flint than it is if you started your trip in Detroit.
Why did this happen?
Well, that's the question. But basically, what it is when you have to stop on a flight, airlines' computer programs make that flight cheaper than if it's a nonstop. So let's say you're flying nonstop Detroit to Amsterdam. They will charge you $1,200 for that flight. But if you're flying Lansing to Detroit to Amsterdam, with the same flight, the Detroit-Amsterdam leg is exactly the same flight, it will cost you $900. So we found, one of the most egregious was flying to Tokyo. If you need to fly to Tokyo, it's better to get on the plane in Lansing, fly to Detroit, and then fly the nonstop to Tokyo than if you started in Detroit. For business class, it was the difference between $11,000 from Detroit and $6,000 from Lansing. And on coach, you still saved $907.
Well, it's interesting because many people I know fly out of Grand Rapids, out of Flint, out of Lansing because they don't want to deal with the hassle flying to out of the Metro. But there are still a lot of people. There are services here that you can catch, buses that go straight to Metro Airport because it's said that you could find the most direct, the cheaper flights. But obviously, that's not the case anymore.
Well, you have to remember, we just were looking at international flights.
Right.
Domestic flights are a whole different ball game. In some cases, most people never even bother to check the difference in price. But often on domestic flights, it's still much cheaper to fly out of Detroit. So most people flying, taking the bus from Michigan State to Detroit Metro will still be able to do that because they need to fly to L.A. or somewhere like that. That's usually still cheaper, but not always. So the moral of the story is check the prices, because it may not be what you expect.
Ellen, do the folks at Metro sense that they have a problem here?
They do, but you have to remember that airports do not set airline pricing. And they have very limited ability to affect the situation. The only thing that would affect the situation is more competition. And right now, Detroit is, and many other hub cities are called fortress hubs, which means they have a dominant carrier that carries about more than 70% of their flights. Detroit has Delta as its fortress airline, and so Delta basically sets its prices. If you live in Lansing, see, you could fly United to Chicago and then to Amsterdam. You do have a choice, and that's what they're responding to in the prices. But if you live in Detroit, you're not going to drive to Chicago to catch a flight. That's really the difference.
Ellen, what is a hub premium?
Well, the term hub premium, a lot of people have never even heard of it. But basically what it is, it's the higher price from the hub airlines. Airlines are set up in hubs and spokes. So Detroit is a hub. It's where a lot of other airlines from other cities fly into. And Flint or Lansing are spokes of that Detroit hub. So you may, the idea is we fly from Lansing to Detroit, Detroit to Amsterdam. But and what we found, it used to be that hubs were cheaper than spokes, but now the spokes are cheaper.
And before I let you go, Ellen, you wrote a sidebar story, how to get around the hub premium or to live with it. And it appears that you just got to do your homework, don't you?
That's right. You know, if you live in Lansing, it really pays to check how much would it cost. If you have to drive from Lansing to Detroit, that's going to add a lot to your time. And it probably, if the price is better from Lansing and you can park cheaper in Lansing and you can fly cheaper from Lansing, then fly from Lansing, even if it's that extra leg of the flight.
Ellen Krieger's story was in this Sunday's Free Press. Make sure you check that out. Just go to freep.com. Ellen Krieger, C-R-E-A-G-E-R. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Bye.